I mean, when I stayed there, there was a putting green that ran down to the river's edge,
mm-hmm.
and a tennis court. It was popular. The putting green was popular. You know, the guests. I'll tell you, the youth hostel, which we spoke about, which was the old man's, it brought a lot of people every weekend to the village. Cyclists, some hikers, but mainly cyclists. And they came, they would come from mostly from Dundee. They came from Dundee on a Friday night. And they stayed in the youth hostel for the Saturday and went back on the Sunday night, ready for their work on the Monday. And they used the putting green a lot, you know, a lot of them there. When during the war years, the putting green was all dug up, and there was trenches, the soldiers that were in tents in Bannerfield, and that they dug trenches. What for, I don't know, possibly training or something, I don't. And then after the war, that was filled in and it was made into putting green again. And it was nice because the banking, when you go over the bridge and the school's on your right-hand side, and on the left-hand side was a bank, and that was all planted out in flower beds and that, and it was very nice, you know. The garage, which is in the slap in the middle of the village, well, that wasn't there, of course. That was the gardens for the houses opposite. There was a stone wall and gardens, plots, you know.
Mm.
It was my father that started the garage. But the garage at that time was up the road. The man's brae goes up, and the other road, there's a house now.
Just as but you come in, Kurt Michael, from...
That was, when you're coming from Blairgowrie and you come over the past what they call the Minister's Well. You know, there's a well there.
I've heard that it was all overgrown as you come in on the right, I think.
Aye, on the right. In fact, that water was considered to be very, very good. Because I remember when we were kids, we got sent there to get a big flagon full of that water. But that was what was put on the dining room table for the water. As I say, it's changed. The monument where the road forks to go to Blackwater, that was in the middle of the road, but it was shifted to the side now. That was right in the middle of the road, and there was a road on each side of it, you know.
All right, yeah.
The field from the hotel, from Old Clappy, well, I don't know what it's called now, but from there down to that road, that belonged to the hotel, that field.
Okay.
And so did the one on the right-hand side of the road. And there was a hill went down, and there was what they called a hoch, a low-lying field at the bottom of that. And that all belonged to Old Clappy Hotel.
Right.
The Melvilles, they were in that hotel when I was young, you know.
All right, yeah.